my being, my own presence, is Swata Siddha. It means self-evident. If I say the Atma is Swata Siddha, self-evident, what I mean is nothing is necessary to establish it other than itself. Nothing necessary to light it up. To hear the chimes, I require my ears, my sense of hearing. And I require my mind to use my ears. And then I become aware of the chimes. The chimes aren't Swata Siddha, they're not established on their own accord. They require a knower to know them. My physical body is not Swata Siddha. It is established and recognized as I'm sitting here with my eyes closed through the sense of touch, the sense of smell, the sense of taste, the sense of sight when my eyes are open. I require the sense organs with the backing of my mind to have a cognition of the existence of the physical body. The changing thoughts and moods in the mind are not Swata Siddha. Because they are objects of my consciousness. They themselves are known and they come and go. If they were Swata Siddha, when a thought moves away from my consciousness, it would still be conscious because it's self-evident. And so the self-evident nature of it wouldn't go away. The self is Swata Siddha because no one is illumining you. You are not an object of illumination by another subject. Because of you, the mind is illumined. The sense organs are illumined. The perceptions are illumined. But they aren't illumining you. They depend on your luminosity, on your being, on your consciousness, for them to shine. But there is nothing illumining you. There isn't an outside consciousness shining on your consciousness to make your consciousness conscious. It is its own experience. It is self-evident. It is Swaprakasha, self-luminous. It is its own light. Notice your own presence. Nothing is lighting you up. It is lit up because of its own swarupa, its own nature. This is why we say the self is aparoksha. It's not known by pratyaksha, through sense perception. It illumines sense perception. It itself is not known by sense perception. It's not paroksha, means away from me in order to gain, so that I have to have indirect knowledge. Self is not away from me, it is me. So it's not paroksha. It is aparoksha. Not indirect. Self-evident. Self-luminous. The Mahabhakya, Tat Pramasi, Aham Brahmasmi, Prajnanam Brahma, all of these Mahabhakyas, Ayam Atma Brahma, this Atma is Brahman, Prajnanam Brahma, consciousness is Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman, Tat Pramasi, you are that Brahman. These Mahavakyas are pointing to this Svata Siddha Atma, the self-evident Atma, that you are. The Atma that needs to be differentiated from all of these objects of perception.